Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisión Numian with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This week on Ours to Protect on Radio Nova with Track O'Brien, we're looking at ways to make your garden a little more eco-friendly this summer. I met up with landscape architect Paula Sharkey to get a much more holistic view of what a biodiverse garden can offer.
The way I sort of see gardening and landscape design is to incorporate some wild plants.
Okay.
And if you incorporate, say, nettles and let's say let dandelions grow in your lawn, you're also going to invite all the insects that need to feed on those plants. For instance, like dandelions have a lot of nectar and pollen for the bees in February and March. So if you get rid of all your dandelions, you get rid of all of those insects as well.
Yep.
So the insects would bring in birds. Insects would also bring like little mammals and like hedgehogs, that kind of thing. So you're trying to have a really abundant, alive, colourful, fragrant garden, not just for yourself, but for as much of life as possible.
So all the colours that people are thinking about, I'd like to have lots of different colours in my garden, I'd like to have everything organised, all that kind of stuff. You could achieve all that.
Yes,
with what you're talking about.
Yeah, and just incorporate something other than what you might buy in a garden centre. For instance, like nettles, people often think, oh, I don't want nettles in the corner.
Yeah,
I know that nettles do sting.
Yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of children remember like having, you know, nettle stings, and adults remember, you know, as a child getting a lot of nettle stings, but they're actually very good for you. And they're a good source of food for lots of butterflies. If you didn't have any nettles, you don't get those butterflies. And different moths and thrips and weevils, they all live on nettles. So try to have a nettle patch in your garden. And not only that, but also nettles is a really good body and brain tonic. It's full of nourishing minerals and vitamins.
Wow. Okay.
So our ancestors probably did take nettle tea, maybe put nettles into their soups and their stews.
Mm.
But it's a really brilliant food source. And it's probably one of the most healthiest plants you could eat on the planet.
And how do you eat it? Or what do you make tea out of it?
Most people would eat it cooked or in a tea form or a stew or a soup or something like that there. But you can actually eat it raw too. But you would have to kind of like take all those wee hairs off.
Yeah.
So those wee hairs are actually not hairs. They're hollow needles. And a lot of people would akin them to like hypodermic needles. And they have formic acid and a histamine in them. And that gives you the sting. But that sting is very good for arthritis. And it helps the circulation of your body.
Right.
It just helps to actually to alleviate pain. So even generally speaking, so if you've got pain, a nettle sting, you might think that's painful, but that actually cancels out the original pain, if you know what I mean.
And is this about creating flow in the area where the rheumatism is or the arthritis?
Yeah, it helps to sort of like to detoxify the blood. And the main thing about nettles, it builds up the blood.
Wow.
And a lot of illnesses would be caused by, for want of a better word, unclean blood, blood that has a lot of toxins in it.
Yeah.
So nettles help to fortify the blood. It helps to strengthen the blood. Helps to the blood to become more oxygenated. And that's a good thing, because good healthy blood, good healthy clean blood helps with good circulation and organs like your heart, your liver, your
and
kidneys.
And building up immunity, I guess.
And definitely building up your immunity. So if you've had an operation, or even if you're very fatigued and stressed, having nettle tea every day just helps, gives you that wee bit of pep and gives you a bit of strength.
Okay, and so beyond nettles, what other things should we be looking out for? Or what other things could we incorporate into our garden where there's extra benefits like that, like you're talking about?
Well, have your nettle patch and then dandelions. So some people like demonize dandelions, but dandelions are a fantastic food source for a lot of bees and a lot of other insects.
Yeah.
But also dandelions themselves are a food source. So dandelion flowers and the leaves and the roots are all edible. So the flowers are particularly good for the pancreas, and the leaves are particularly good for the kidneys and the roots for the liver. So dandelions as well, they help to aerate the soil. So if you've got compacted soil and you've got loads of dandelions, they're actually opening up the soil, because when the roots, it's a very long taproot, when that dies, when the dandelion eventually dies, then that root will die and it creates an air channel in the soil. So it helps to aerate the soil as well. And that does, what it does to the soil, it does to our bodies as well. It helps to open up the pathways within our bodies. And that's a good thing.
Well, I got stung recently by a nettle. I didn't realise how lucky I was.
You're so lucky.
And that's the point.
Exactly.
Well, thank you very much for your time today, Paula.
You're so welcome.
Lots of great ideas and insights from Paul on how we can open up our garden a bit more to nature and on ways we can benefit from the healing qualities of various wild plants and flowers. Don't forget that you can listen back to all the features on the Ours to Protect page on nova.ie or on ourstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisú na mBian with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more.